It's time for another update from our friends at Encourage. Their office is located at 478 East Grand Avenue here in Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, east side. And their office is reopened today after the blizzard yesterday. And today, Heather McKillops from Encourage is here, and Becky Dove from the Alex C. Dove Foundation is here as well. And we're going to be learning about that foundation and the partnership with Encourage. And with that, we welcome Heather and Becky to the show. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, so I guess begin with what the Alex C. Dove Foundation is. What is it?
All right. The Alex C. Dove Foundation is for my son. Alex, in 2016, was diagnosed at the age of 21 with a glioblastoma grade 4 brain cancer. He went through surgery and then a lot of treatments, and right now we're just looking at starting a foundation. This was Alex's vision, and what he's looking at is providing a respite retreat for people like him with life-threatening illnesses. So what we're looking forward to doing is probably purchasing a home somewhere out on the lakes in Rome. That is where Alex is living right now. We're looking at purchasing a house that we can offer to other families going through the same kind of illnesses. Something where they can just come and relax and take their mind off of going through treatments and just bring their family. Something that Alex kind of love to do is be out in the outdoors. So this is what we're trying to make his wish.
Okay. And he, you said he lives in Rome now?
Correct.
Okay. And according to this, he's 21?
He is 21.
Okay. Okay. So, so then how did Encourage get involved?
Well, we were reaching out for someone to help us start up the foundation. Kelly Ryan, which is one of the people that we reached out to. Alex and her son, Sam, were best of friends in high school. They both went to Lincoln together.
Okay.
So Kelly knew us quite well and knew of Alex. And with the Encourage Foundation, they have been tremendous, a lot of just so much help for the foundation and getting it up and running. So that's where they come into play.
And this is something, Heather, we've talked about before with Encourage, that Encourage can help with facilitate the setting up of these types of endeavors.
Yeah, he's a hometown kid. He is an amazing man with a vision. And yes, he had a personal tie to Kelly and others at Encourage, but we also want to be mindful that they want to set up this foundation. They just need help in the process to get set up, and so we're kind of providing that intermediary help until that foundation can get up and running. And what we love about Alex's vision is that this is something that anyone can take advantage of that's going through this illness and get time away from the doctors and the appointments and the stress that the entire family is experiencing. And it's really one of a kind, I think, in the Midwest. Where did he come up with this idea?
Well, I'm not sure how he came up with it, but there is a place out in Delaware on the Atlantic Ocean. It's called Justin's Beach House. And we're kind of sort of trying to do the same kind of focus on the same thing they are doing over there. But in this area, there's really nothing like it. So Alex, I mean, it was his kind of vision, and he just figured it would be something really nice to get away and just have everything would be paid for at the house. So you wouldn't have to worry about that. And a lot of people have a lot of expenses going through any of these kind of life-threatening illnesses. So we just figured they don't have to worry about paying for their vacation. They can just come and stay at the house and enjoy the view and the lakes.
Is this something where it would be a multi-family or one family at a time?
Right now, it'd just be one family.
Okay, one family. And enjoying the nature, the beauty of the lakes.
Correct.
And just, and how long of a stay do you envision?
Right now, we're probably looking at a week for the families. I guess it all depends on, you know, how the people are doing health-wise and stuff. It could be, we're looking at a week, but it could be something like maybe just a weekend, too.
Okay, so how can the public help? How can we make this bold dream become a reality?
Well, right now we have our fund set up at the Encourage site. You can go online and donate by check or credit card, and that is at www.encourage.org/give. And there is a little spot there that says the Alex C. Dove Foundation. You can make checks payable to Alex C. Dove Foundation and send them directly. They do have, they have a website, and we also have a website for the Alex C. Dove Foundation. I should say a Facebook site. So you can check out either one of those.
I would imagine this has become an all-encompassing passion for him.
Correct.
You know, let's make this, I want to make this happen.
He does. He does. That's his goal, was to try to get as many donations and as many people as we could find to support his wish.
What's been the initial response?
Well, Alex and I did Carol Davis through the Encourage. We made up a little YouTube video, which you can go on YouTube and watch that. But it was Alex and I. Alex did a really great job. He wasn't feeling real well, but he made it to do the video, and it turned out quite well. So we've had many views on there. I think it was over 3,000 the last time somebody told me. So we've had a great outpour of support that way. And we're also this weekend doing a little get together on Lake Camelot. They're doing their fishery.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. But before we do that, I want to talk about a couple of other things and take a break, and then we're going to talk about a day on Lake Camelot and roam about this. When someone's setting up something like this, what role does Encourage play? I'm trying to get this so people understand.
Right. Yeah, so what we're playing is just kind of that pass-through organization that can make sure that we can receive the funds,
okay,
have that fiduciary responsibility, and put it in a fund for Alex and his vision, so that when they get their own 501c3 status, they'll be able to be set up and operating on their own. I do want to say, so if you go to the Facebook or to the Encourage website, which is encouragecf.org,
right.
I really encourage you to watch the video, because when Alex talks about his story, and I think the impetus for his vision was going up north to his grandparents' cottage or cabin, I guess it depends on who you are, what you refer to it as, and he'd just go up and he had no worries, he had no cares, and there's this darling picture of him fishing when he was a little kid up there, and I think that is really what he's hoping he can give, that gift of peace and letting kind of all the stress and pressure of this illness and everything that comes with it at least fade away for that week for that family when they go to his dove's nest.
Okay. Now, would this be aimed at people's for patients of having the same problem as he has, or any kind of cancer?
It would be anything that is a life-threatening illness.
Okay, any so, kind of life-threatening,
correct,
where you're going for treatment and you just need to get away.
Correct. And any age. So it's not focused on any specific age group. It's any age.
So this could be a marvelous resource in terms of for the community, in terms of treatment, part of the treatment protocol.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you think about I mean, we are so ideally situated with our incredible natural resources, which we know we're blessed to have. We have a really strong medical presence in central Wisconsin, and I would say in the region, if you think about Mayo and, to the west of us. And I know that the Dove family have been reaching out to all those institutions that, deal with cancer-related illnesses to really get the word out that this is going to be a resource for this entire region.
What's been, have you gotten any response from? Because I would think this is something that they would get, well, hold it, this is something we should maybe investigate and get involved with.
Right. Well, Alex was a patient at the cancer center here at Riverview. So they've already made their donation, which we are really thankful for.
Awesome.
But then we're reaching out to other hospitals and clinics with the same kind of, cancer research or anything like that. So we've just started that. So we're hoping that some of them kind of jump in and watch the video, too, and jump on board with us.
We've got to take a quick break, and then when we come back, the Alex C. Dove Foundation is having a day on Lake Camelot in Rome this Saturday, February 16th, as part of the Camelot fishery from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll talk more about it and how you can help make this dream a reality when the Morning Magazine continues right after this. In part two, we're having our monthly update from Encourage. Heather McKellips is here, and Becky Dove from the Alex C. Dove Foundation. And we're talking about a young man who suffered a horrendous disease, a form of cancer, correct?
Brain cancer.
Brain cancer. And from that spawned this dream of a home out in the lakes area, somewhere where families going through what he's been going through could spend a week and just enjoy nature. They're in the process of raising funds to make that dream a reality. And a lot of people are pretty excited about it. And this Saturday, the Alex C. Dove Foundation is having a day on Lake Camelot as part of their Camelot fishery from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Support the foundation by coming out to the Ice Shack, located about three-fourths of the way across the lake on Upper Camelot. Look for the blue wavy arm guy. Okay, so talk about this. How did this come out? I take it he liked to ice fish.
Oh, yes. Alex is an outdoors kind of guy. And what this is an annual event for Camelot, their fishery. And every year, Alex's dad, Chad, and Alex have a ice shack close to where their house is on the far side of the lake on the Upper Camelot. And what they do is every year they set up a little Bloody Mary bar, and then they always have a raffle too during the fishery. And people can come down or up, whichever way you want to say it, and join in on the fun that we're going to have. Every year they do this, and usually they have a cause. This year, the donations, whatever they receive from the Bloody Mary bar and the raffle that they're doing, will be donated to Alex C. Dove Foundation.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be at the Ice Shack from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Saturday. And the Bloody Mary, it's $5 each. And then there's also some raffle tickets as well.
Correct. They are also giving away a stainless steel fire ring. You can see that if you go on the Alex C. Dove Foundation Facebook page. Super, super nice stainless steel fire ring. It has all the Wisconsin sports on it, kind of etched in the stainless steel, so you got to take a look at that. And also, we're including a drink package raffle in with the fire ring. So tickets for that are $10 each. And like I said, if you go on the Alex C. Dove Facebook page, you can see all about that and read all about what's going on.
I noticed in the Encourage News, Alex and Vince Beagle, now of the New Orleans Saints, got together.
Yes, they did. Vince invited Alex and his dad down when they had one of the playoff games. So Alex was doing okay that weekend, so they went down for a long weekend, and he was able to meet with Vince and talk with him, and then Vince invited him out on the field after the game, so it was just really, really cool event for Alex. Him and Vince were high school graduates together, too, so that's how they knew each other.
That's awesome. And that is awesome. And there's a cool picture showing them together.
And, community-minded.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People,
right?
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And so, like I said, look for the blue wavy arm guy.
Right. It's a blow-up inflatable wavy arm guy that they always use. But it's a little ways away from Lake Camelot. So when people are, you know, coming out onto the ice with their shacks and stuff, if you look north, you'll see the big wavy arm guy. That's kind of their little, what do I want to say?
Signature.
Signature that everyone remembers. So, yep, come on down.
Okay. And have some Bloody Marys and maybe get a chance at winning that fire ring and help the cause.
Correct.
And are you good? Are you planning any other fundraisers as we go forward?
Right now, we don't have anything set up to do, but we're hoping more in the spring we can get more fundraisers going.
I would imagine right now what you would like is some information on properties.
Correct.
That could be used to make this dream a reality. So how can someone who might have a property that, hey, listen, I want to help the cause, what should they do?
They can contact us. They can go on the Facebook website, and our names and numbers are on there if they would like to reach out to us. Yes, we're working with a few realtors out in that area, too, to if they have anything open or, you know, we're looking.
What's the minimum size you're looking at?
We don't really have an exact size, but I would, you know, say it would have to be somewhere over 2,000 square feet is, you know.
Okay.
Something to accommodate for everyone. And we also will need handicap accessible. So if it is a property that's already for sale, it probably will need some construction done on it and upgrading it to be accessible to handicap.
Okay. But if we can, so if you've got some, or who knows, maybe there's already a property that's handicapped accessible.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and we can get that. But contact you, or if they forget that, contact Encourage.
Correct. Yes.
Call Encourage and say, listen, we got a property here. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. I have a very selfish question about that fire ring. Can you buy those raffle tickets ahead of time?
You can.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of intrigued by that.
If you look on the Facebook site, anybody that's a Wisconsin sports fan would love it.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fire ring for a cheesehead.
It is.
And we've been locked indoors with this snow. It's time to get out, get a Bloody Mary, and buy a raffle ticket.
Yeah.
Exactly. And just come out and have fun. And we're going to try to get Alex down there. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but he's real tired, and we're just hoping that he's got a lot of friends that are coming out. So we're hoping we can bundle him up and bring him down maybe for a half an hour or so.
Okay. How's he doing?
Well, his treatments aren't working anymore, so he's not doing good.
I'm sorry to hear that. But hey, but this could be a legacy, a heck of a gift to the area and to his memory. I mean, so hopefully Alex can make it over there and see a lot of his old buddies.
Yep.
And some of his old fishing mates, maybe.
Exactly.
Hey, some of it.
You know what's amazing is we had the opportunity to meet him when he came in prior to shooting the video. And even though his health was starting to fail, he is so committed and passionate about this project. And I think that really comes across in the video. So, again, I encourage people to watch it because you see him so committed to this vision and wanting to have something for families that are going through what you're going through. and to be able to have access to that experience, that relief for, if it can be called relief, but that week away, and regardless of, you know, access and financial responsibility, it's, there's enough pressure on these families.
The other question I have to keep this going, to make it sustainable, will require some type of funding mechanism. That's how the foundation is going to, how are we doing this so that this can all, so this could be like the Ronald McDonald's House.
Correct.
Of the lake.
Correct.
Okay. So how do you do that?
We're looking at maybe getting some kind of endowment funds or something that we can use throughout, you know, out the years and for all the expenses that come up every year.
Okay. But in the meantime, head on out if you're planning on being, or even if you're not planning, head on out to Lake Camelot in Rome this Saturday, February 16th, for the Camelot Fishery, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and support this dream. You're going to come out to the ice shack. It's about three-fourths of the way across the lake on Upper Camelot. Look for the blue wavy arm guy, and at the ice shack from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., there will be a Bloody Mary bar, $5 each. And you can buy raffle tickets for that stainless steel fire ring that has Wisconsin sports teams cut into it. The ultimate cheesehead fire ring. And then you can also see pictures of that on the Alex C. Dove Foundation Facebook page. So I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people coming out. And in the meantime, if people can't make it out, if they want to help, is there a phone number to call, or any, how can they do so?
Yeah. They can reach out to us on Facebook, and otherwise they can call my phone, 715-459-1406, if they have any questions at all. But everyone's welcome, no matter what age you are. Come on out and brave the cold.
Okay, yeah. It's for a great cause, and let's make this young man's dream a reality.
And if you can't come out, you can certainly just go to the EncourageCF.org website
and make a donation there.
Make a donation or stop in. We love to see you stop into the office and drop off cash, check, or charge. We take it all.
Okay. And we'll make this dream a reality. And if you have a property, and contact the Alex C. Dove Foundation or Encourage and say, listen, we got a property here that could work. And we'll make this dream a reality. And the time remaining, we did want to touch on Central Wisconsin Days in Madison.
Yes, it's that time of year again.
Okay.
And, you know, as you know, the CW Days is that opportunity for local leaders, business leaders, education, administrators, community reps to go down to Madison and talk with our legislatures about Central Wisconsin needs, potential funding, and support. And especially given the new governor's focus on rural economic development, it's going to be a great opportunity. And just got announced this morning that Governor Evers will be at the opening session of CW Days. It'll be kind of neat to hear him speak to the group that's going down, and we're really excited about it.
Okay, yeah, and you know, like I was saying, he's talked about entrepreneurial development and education, mm-hmm. and there's this project that I think combines both called the Tribune Project.
There is, yes.
So a good time to invite the governor maybe up here for a visit sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
In the future.
Yes.
And if you do have them swing by this way, we'd love to be a host to the governor.
Well,
the new governor.
We could do a whole community tour.
Good. We're here. We're here to help. Just like we are here to help. And now, does any, is there still time to sign up for that Central Wisconsin Days, or is it?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure. Synergy is the group that is organizing it.
So contact Synergy?
Yeah, contact Synergy.
Okay. In the meantime, get ready to have some fun on the ice at Lake Camelot this Saturday, February 16th. Look for the Ice Shack or the Alex C. Dove Foundation. It's three-fourths of the way across the lake on Upper Camelot. Look for the blue wavy arm guy and help make this dream of a reality. You can buy some Bloody Marys, $5 each, and buy some raffle tickets for this ultimate cheesehead stainless steel fire ring. and help Alex make his dream of a special home for families who are going through cancer, life-threatening illnesses, a respite, a week respite. And let's make this happen. And thank you so much for your courage for telling the story, and keep us posted.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Carl.
And good luck. And I'm sure you're going to have a good turnout and raise a bunch of money. I know this community.
I think we will.
Okay. Well, you take care.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's Becky Dove from the Alex C. Dove Foundation and Heather McKellips from Encourage, wrapping up part two of today's edition of The Morning Magazine.